And welcome back to the program. Well, as we've reported in our news, a Queensland-based historian has branded the pioneering myth of the early white settlers as a lie. And he says that the country has been dismally let down by Australian historians. Last night in Brisbane, Dr. Timothy Bottoms launched his new book, The Conspiracy of Silence. He joins us on the line. Timothy, welcome to Karma.
Thank you very much indeed.
Your study of the history of Cairns brought some interesting facts to you, but you also said some time ago you did work out in Central Australia, and your learning curve about Aboriginal people began perhaps back then.
Oh, indeed. When I was teaching Aranda children out at Santa Teresa or Ginger Porter, back in 1979, that's when I started to discover another side to Australian history. And that's when the awakening really started to kick in.
For most middle-aged people of growing up in Australia, the education system presented a very one-sided story about the early colonisation. Many of the picture teaching books that they used to use back then had stories about the early explorers going out and braving the wilds of the country and continually being confronted by wild Aboriginal people throwing spears, stealing their cattle and killing people. And it was, in a sense, a very one-sided view of what Australian history was like. And I'd suggest that your research has unearthed perhaps some points of view that many people it wouldn't sit comfortable with.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Basically, that view of Australian history really fits within the parameters of the pioneering myth, which, unfortunately, is a lie. We have been dismally let down by Australian historians from certainly the post-World War II period. When I was growing up, I was led to believe that Australia was peacefully settled. And I can remember ruminating on that before I went travelling overseas as a 22-year-old, newly qualified school teacher. And when I came back to Australia, and I got a job teaching out at Santa Teresa, and I got to know a lot of traditional Aranda people, and I learnt a great deal about the perspective that wasn't taught to us in schools. And with the research that I've been doing, because once I finished teaching at Santa Teresa, I moved to Sydney, and then later went on to become a radio announcer and radio producer, and then I moved to North Queensland and went and taught at Kawanyama on the west coast of Cape York. And again, I started to read the works by Henry Reynolds and Noel Lewes, and also started to find out about what had gone on the west coast of Cape York. And I learned about the massacre of the Mitchell River, where the Jardine brothers, when they were travelling up the west coast of Cape York, killed somewhere in the vicinity of 72 Aboriginal men, not all in one hit, but they certainly killed some 30 or 40 on the Alice River. And there were some 80 men gathered there. Now, if there were 80 men gathered there, the likelihood was that they were participating in ceremony. And they had no idea that the Jardines were going to be coming out of the bush. But the Jardines expended some 59 rounds and were very proud of their killings, and went on to Somerset on the tip of Cape York. And the irony is that a lot of the people who were responsible for killing innocent Aboriginal people have been lauded, and their names live on in the names of places. And what it comes down to is we need to start rethinking how our history is portrayed.
When we hear from historians such as Keith Windschuttle, who takes great delight in trying to disprove these numbers, these massacres, he uses the theory that if it wasn't recorded in the mainstream media of the day, newspapers, or recorded in some way that would legitimise it, it didn't happen.
He's rather a despicable man, Windschuttle. If he bothered to do some real research, he would find that as soon as you get into the primary sources, they're telling you the truth about what's gone on. And if you combine that with diaries, oral history, both black and white, you'll find that there's overwhelming evidence. It's in the newspapers, it's in every region, certainly in Queensland, and I know that there was a lot of killing going on in the Territory. You're no doubt aware of Tony Roberts' work on around Borroloola on the territory side of the Gulf, and there's been other research work done on Victoria River Downs. It's about time people start to realistically look at how our primary sources, that which has survived, how they managed to put people off by either trying to create a humorous perception, for example, the poisoning of people, which they did. Windshuttle has not gone in and read the primary sources as effectively as he should have. There's no two ways in my mind. I would throw the gauntlet down to him to get off his backside and go and have a look and read. And it's going to take him a couple of years to get through the material. But when you start to look there's no doubt in my mind whatsoever that we have a very violent past in the establishment of our nation.
Again, historically, when we read about the cattle farmers and the pioneers going out onto barren land, virgin country, and putting down roots and farming the country, it's painted as, well, they were out there doing the right thing, they weren't annoying anyone, and then suddenly they're under attack from Aboriginal people, and one or two white people tragically were killed, and there's no denying that, but the retribution was usually much, much worse and involved a greater numbers by far than the initial deaths.
At the time, in the newspapers, for example, they are acknowledging that we have taken their land. That's said time and time again. And so the white settlers knew what they were doing. I'm not suggesting that all white settlers or squatters or frontiers people were out, were involved in the killing. But you see, particularly in Queensland, we had the Native Mounted Police. Now, that was funded, organised and supplied by the Queensland government. The Queensland executive and the governor, the first governor, knew all about how the Native Mounted Police operated because they were instructing them. And all you've got to do is look at how the Native Mounted Police operated. They had stations right the way around Queensland. They had backup horses. They had training with the use of rifles and ammunition, and they were supplied by the government with those aspects. They were drilled as a paramilitary organisation. I mean, you can read all about that with Jonathan Richards' book, The Secret Police. He's done some excellent research on the Native Police. All you've got to do is look in that direction. In relation to Windshuttle, I would suggest have a look at Robert Orson Jensen's book, The Frontier History Revisited. You can check that out on the internet, because that's where you can buy a copy of it. And he's done a brilliant job. He goes through and assesses all of these questionable things that Windshuttle has come out with. And in my mind, he has totally debunked a rather poor scholar who's using a rather populist approach which doesn't have any true basis. The violence existed on the frontier. All you've got to do is look at the huge gaps in the genealogies of Aboriginal people in certain areas. Why do we have, for example, places like Massacre Inlet? Why do we have places called Skull Pocket, Skull Hole, Skull Lagoon? They're located everywhere around our country.
We didn't have a sudden input of pirates anywhere, did we?
Yeah, well, we did actually in the Gulf Country. I think it was about late 1870s, early 1880s. There were really quite evil bushrangers involved there, and they were horrible to both black and white people. However, you've got to remember that this wasn't all white people. Certainly in Queensland, there were some people who were heavily involved in that sort of thing, but I wouldn't say it was the majority of settlers. The change from the early white settlement down south in Victoria, where they had particular kinds of rifles, i.e. they didn't have repeaters, the carbines, the improved technology in armoury, occurred in the 1860s, and that's what they were using on the frontier in Queensland, because that's where firepower plus communications, i.e. via telegraph, and the improved ability to transport themselves via horses, which they could move vast distances, and then later trains and steam power, and ship.
The impact of this lack of accurate recording on Australian history, I mean, there have been calls for a revamp of how history was taught in this country. What are young Australians missing out on by not knowing the true history of this country?
Well, I think what it comes down to is that we portray ourselves as a truthful, honest people. And if we continue to push this pioneering myth, then what we're doing is we're compounding the lie that has already been promulgated. And we can't point to the Japanese who don't acknowledge the truth of what the Imperial Japanese Army did during the Second World War. The massacre of Nanking, where some 300,000 Chinese were killed and slaughtered by the Japanese army. The 80,000 Chinese women who were raped and then killed. And that's just some of the things. Now, if we want the Japanese to acknowledge the truth of what went on in the Second World War, we need to clean up our own backyard first, and that means that we need to be more honestly assessing how our nation came about. And unfortunately, that means that we have to acknowledge the truth of how we acquired the land. And we also need to have more pride in our Indigenous people. Our Indigenous people, they're not anybody else's, and they have very cleverly managed to survive in all aspects, landscapes and geography across Australia, and did so very successfully. And I throw the gauntlet down to anybody to see if they can go out bush and survive with just their bare hands, without the ingenuity of traditional knowledge.
On that note, Dr. Timothy Bottoms, many thanks for joining us on the program today, and we'll look forward to having a look at your book, and we might do a catch-up sometime in the future.
My pleasure.